Ellis challenged Ritchie to recuse himself from further consideration of the case, writing, "Your approach has created not just actual bias, or its appearance, but worse, created a scandal not seen since Edwards, a landmark case from 1892, and has now implicated not only the Chief District Court Judge and the Principal Family Court Judge, but now also the Chief Justice, and Justice William Young, NZ's second highest ranked Supreme Court Judge as well. What is now clear is that judicial concerns about Kalinicus date back to his handling of a controversial unrelated case in April involving a woman named as Mrs. P., whose cause was taken up by feminist academics and sympathetic journalists who claimed she was mistreated in Kalinicus's court. According to leaked documents published by Stuff last week, Young had been providing advice to the heads of bench about Kalinicus, apparently without his knowledge, since then. Young was reported as saying in a letter to Ritchie that there seemed to be a pattern of conduct by Kalinicus, and those on the receiving end considered, understandably, that they had been bullied. He had read transcripts from the Mrs. P. and Moana cases and saw the intervention of Kalinicus as excessive, partisan, and demeaning. Even from a non-legal standpoint, this seems an extraordinary way of going about things. Kalinicus appears to have been investigated behind his back by the country's second most senior judge and been given no chance to respond to accusations against him. According to Ellis, that's a denial of natural justice. Meanwhile, questions arise about apparent bias in the media coverage of the Mrs. P. case, which unquestioningly took her side and almost certainly contributed to the anti-Kalinicus mood. People familiar with the case say the coverage didn't fairly reflect a long and complicated history dating back to 2012 and involving multiple judges. In fact, media coverage of the Kalinicus affair by Stuff, the only media organization to report the Moana case and its repercussions, forms an intriguing subplot to the main narrative. While coverage of the Moana case by Stuff's veteran Hawke's Bay reporter Marty Sharp has seemed fair, neutral, and balanced, the same can't be said for the loaded reporting of the Mrs. P. case. Kirsty Johnston, the Stuff journalist who reported the protest in support of Mrs. P. by women academics and domestic violence experts in April, wrote a story published last Friday which highlighted Young's claim that Kalinicus had bullied Mrs. P. and subjected her to demeaning treatment. To bolster the story, Johnston went back to the same anti-violence advocacy group she had quoted in April. Not surprisingly, they obliged by calling for Kalinicus to be made accountable for the Mrs. P. case and others he had presided over. No one reading the story would have been left in any doubt that Kalinicus had behaved reprehensibly. After all, even the country's second most senior judge apparently thought so. Coincidentally or otherwise, Stuff gave that story far greater prominence than one published a day earlier by Sharp, which took a notably more neutral, and therefore less condemnatory, tone in reporting Ritchie's preliminary finding in the Kalinicus case. Johnston followed her Friday hit job on Kalinicus with another the following day targeting retired Hawke's Bay Judge Tony Adiana, who was in the frame for several cases in which his decisions were overturned on appeal because of faults in the way he had directed juries. Two stories on successive days, both reflecting badly on aging male judges. It looked suspiciously like a pattern, an impression reinforced by Johnston's description of herself on the Stuff website as an investigative journalist with an interest in inequality, gender, and social justice. An activist, in other words, who by her self-description inevitably creates doubts about the neutrality of her work. But at least Stuff published the stories, which is more than can be said for its treatment of the latest disturbing claims by Ellis, which apparently warranted not a word of coverage, although a copy of his letter had been sent to Sharp. Put all this together and you get a very worrying picture. Courts are supposed to prevent abuses of power and the media are supposed to expose them. The worrying conclusion to be drawn from the Kalinicus affair is that we may no longer be able to depend on these two vital institutions to guard our rights and freedoms. Carl Dufresne has been in journalism for more than 50 years. He is now a freelance journalist and blogger living in the Wairarapa region of New Zealand.